The Rifleman's Arms, Greenside. We'll start by taking a trip back in time to the 19th century, where a man named Jonathan Martindale was travelling through Kendal by coach in Victorian times. He was anxious to make it home in time for the birth of his first child. After warming himself by the fire in the Rifleman's Arms, he looked outside to see if the coach was ready to leave, standing in the very steps where you are now. Finding it had arrived, he stepped outside and climbed in, excitedly taking his seat as he would now make it home in time. When he was seated, he looked around and saw a lady sleeping quite soundly with a baby on her lap. As the coach set off up the road to Bridgestair, John noticed that the lady was still asleep, but her face was turned away from his. Very quickly, he became aware of an extremely unpleasant smell in the carriage, and he went to open a window. The smell filled his nostrils, bringing tears to his eyes and a nauseating feeling in his throat. To his horror, the window casing was rotten. It came away in his hands as he tried to open it. When he looked back at the woman, her face rolled towards him. Gazing upon her, his face became contorted with fear as he could see no face at all, just a deep blood-red cavity. He screamed loudly, vomited, and fell from the coach. In a state of delirium, he started to wander through the streets. A horrifying image of a decayed, maggot-filled face piercing his vision. The landlord of the inn found him, mumbling and shivering on the road, and told him, in fact, that no coaches had left the inn that evening. However, what he said next sent John trembling with fear. In 1873, a coach had been travelling on the road towards Windermere, and had come off the road killing a woman and her small baby. It is said that people could still hear the sounds of the crash and the wailings of the spirits at the dead of night. If you ever have a chance to take the bus at that bus stop, well, beware. It may be you climbing onto the coach that doesn't return.